This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Monsignor Richard Soudis of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Order of Mercy, defending the faith throughout the world, willing to give up our own selves for others whose faith is in danger. Go to orderofmercy.org. The following is an excerpt from Father Soudis' homily.
The careers that people want, well, hey, a college grad wants something suitable. Maybe developing computer programs so that they could be a billionaire before they get out of college. Or if you're 7.5 feet tall, then you want to be a super athlete. That's where the money is. Certainly not in providing some little services, doing repair work or cleaning up, being somebody's manservant or maid. But if that's the American way now, just the same, the Mass talks about being servants. That first lesson keeps repeating that God says, I'm making you my servant. He says that over and over again, whether it's the Messiah, whether it's a prophet, I'm sending you as my servant. In the second lesson, Paul says he's an apostle called by God, called by Christ. Now, apostle sounds like an important title. But when he used it, it was a Greek word meaning a messenger. He's saying, God's using me as a messenger to go running around passing on the news. That's what I'm called to do. Christ is called the Lamb of God. Well, that's kind of a poetic thing, and what do people understood by that? Do they understand that as the Paschal Lamb of the Passover feast? Hard to say. But at a time when we don't particularly like to be called a servant, and maybe we see those that we elect to be in public service, well, they think that they know better than the public what the public needs. Are they our servants, or are they the masters of the economy and of the programs? Foreign countries, the ones who take care of seeing that the country runs, they've got a power of life and death over people. Are they public servants? Are they tyrants? Families. If the people in the family don't see themselves as a servant to the others, if they're worried about getting their respect or not getting taken advantage of, the family falls apart. We have one-parent families. And what a difference that makes. In the family, each person has a vocation to serve the others, to provide their needs, and it's mutual. Each one is a servant of the other. If they're not, the family doesn't work. It's all people kind of stuck in the same place. We're not going the same way. when we're wrapped up in our own importance, in our self-fulfillment, in our expressing ourselves individually, well, we get the society that we see. You saw in the news this week that Pope John Paul II is going to be beatified in May. John Paul, some people call him John Paul the Great, or we say His Holiness. But when the Pope would put out an important message to go out to the whole world, at the end of it, he would sign John Paul II, Servant of the Servants of God. That's the title. That's the one that is important. The story about Satan, that Satan rebelled, and he said, I will not serve. And when Satan said that, the angel became the devil. I will not serve. There is a place in our society, even today, for servants. And we thank God for people who provide the menial services that keep this world alive.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.